This was Joseph Smith Jr. He was Joseph Smith Jr. and all of the leadership of the LDS Church in Salt Lake City and the RLDS Church have all been of one bloodline. In fact, their present leader, Gordon B. Hinckley, I believe is a Merovingian descendant through Nathaniel Hinckley. And that goes back to the Plantagenet family, who are Merovingians. Joseph Smith Jr., these were his magic amulets that he carried. This was a pouch that he had for his magic parchment. This was a serpent's cane, or a staff that he had, ritual staff that Joseph Smith had. And this was his ritual athema that he had and the ritual inscription on it. Joseph Smith Jr. created a high rite of Freemasonry, and he got some of the Freemasons upset in his area, and they murdered him. This is a seer stone, a magic seer stone that Joseph Smith Jr. had, and another pair of magic parchments that Joseph Smith used that were his, that were passed down generationally. And this is Brigham Young with his Masonic pin there. And these people are the Merovingian dynasty and the tribe of Dan. You'll find out that when the Mormons got started, they created a secret group called the Danites, which were assassins to keep their opponents, or kill their opponents. And here's Dagobert's skull, and it's preserved in a convent. And this was St. Clair, who was at one time the leading Merovingian, or the head of the Priory of Sion, which in French is something like Peau de Zeal. I don't speak French, so. Is Charles Taze Russell, who was a Knights Templar. Charles Taze Russell, who started the Watchtower Society of the Jehovah's Witnesses, ritually murdered by the Illuminati on Halloween, has his ashes protected below a pink granite pyramid made from the sacred enchanted rock mountain at a special, or at a sacred site 18 miles north of Fredericksburg, Texas. The pyramid is in a cemetery in what was Allegheny, Pennsylvania, now Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he had the Knights Templar logo on his pyramid that his ashes are buried under. And talk about really wanting nobody to desecrate his remains. They used barbed wire as rebar in the concrete foundation. If you've ever poured concrete, you know what rebar is. Well, they used barbed wire for rebar to make sure nobody got through to his ashes. And the problem with Freemasonry isn't just with the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons or their founders or some of the other groups, but in a lot of groups are tied back in, as this is a stained glass window showing the upside down pentagram. And this is in West Virginia. This is a Church of Christ, a couple Churches of Christ with a strange form of a Masonic logo. This is some of the Astor Illuminati members, and I don't have time to go into the members of these families. I might just briefly comment on one. That's John Jacob Astor the First. Came over from Germany. The Illuminati gave him a concession to operate drug smuggling. There had been fur trading going on in North America for several centuries. Remember, Columbus came in 1492 and people started trading furs with the Indians soon after that. Well, he came to the United States after the Revolutionary War. Within a matter of just a few years, he had a total monopoly over the entire fur trade in North America. How do you do that? This is a DuPont Illuminati, representing the DuPont Illuminati bloodline. You recently had one of them in the news, but for the sake of time, oh, maybe I'll just make a little comment about them. The DuPonts have been part of the military establishment. They have produced the gunpowder for the United States since before the War of 1812. They have made millions of dollars every war that we have fought, and they are also major producers of chemicals. There isn't any day that you go through life where you don't use materials that aren't every day of your life you're touching materials that their companies have made. It's that extensive, their contributions to our lives. This is a Freeman Illuminati family, Gaylord Freeman. He was at one time the head of the Priory of Zion, the 13th Illuminati bloodline. He was an advisor to two presidents, and Roger A. Freeman was also advisor to two other Freemans. advisor to two other presidents. And then this is a picture of one of the Freemans that's in the Skull and Bones order, which is just one of the many groups that the Illuminati have set up in many of the college campuses as an entry point into the Illuminati. This is the Kennedy Illuminati bloodline. Kennedy, as so many of these occultists, made his pilgrimage to the Great Pyramid. And one of JFK's girlfriends was Jane Mansfield, who was a member of the Church of Satan. Another close friend of John F. Kennedy was Sammy Davis Jr., who ran with the Rat Pack, and he was also a member of the Church of Satan. There he is with Anton LaVey. And the first Kennedy in history was named Brian Boru. He was also had the name Brian Kennedy, and he was the ruler in Ireland, and from his royal seed came a lot of other aristocratic Kennedys throughout history. And I brought this in because I'm wanting to talk about Illuminati mind control, and I think you're seeing different alters here, different personalities here, as she was the first presidential model that they allowed in public. This is a little bit of the Onassis Illuminati bloodline. The Lee Illuminati bloodline, a very ancient aristocratic bloodline in China. Li Ka-shing is a billionaire in Hong Kong, has a television network that covers Asia, has a lot of holdings in Canada. Rockefeller Illuminati bloodline. And Winthrop there was reported to have the largest porn collection in all the world. He was gay and homosexual, and it's one of the big money bags behind Clinton, besides Pamela Harriman. And this is, you can pronounce his name Guy de Rothschild or Guy de Rothschild. You want a more French pronunciation, Gita. I believe that from working with high-level Illuminati people that he is either the father of the Antichrist or the father of the Antichrist, John the Baptist. And this is one of his homes, his son David. And yes, he is alive today. These are just some odds and ends of the Illuminati. That's Hitler's grandmother. She was a maid in Vienna for the Rothschilds and was impregnated by them. Hitler's father was paid money to change his name from Schicklgruber to Hitler, which had an effect of hiding Hitler's lineage. Hitler was a Rothschild. And that's Marquis de Lafayette. Remember I talked to you about the Scottish connection. Scotland and France were buddy buddies down through history, and Marquis de Lafayette came from an area in France known as Brittany, which is Celtic, and ties very closely in with the Scottish Jacobins and so forth. Russell Illuminati members. There's our much beloved president doing a hypnotic induction of slaves with the sign of Satan. And this is Bertrand Russell. The Russells were aristocratic family in England. The Russells have been very prominent in helping set up a lot of religions and other groups. William Huntington Russell and Samuel Russell were involved with drug trades and setting up the Order of the Skull and Bones, which was created, by the way, at Yale. Yale being a Unitarian college that already had Illuminati secret societies at it before Yale came. Well, it's really very hard for people to see that there's a conspiracy because everything's so broken down on our level into tiny pieces. So I thought if I went in reverse, it might help people see how all of these fragments connect into the whole. You've got different Illuminati goals that are set, and then those goals are broken down into further goals, and then they take all of their different groups throughout the world system and have them participate in different ways. So like, let's say the objective is Illuminati authority. Okay, A, know everything about people, Big Brother. So they got 9 beast computers which are tracking all people. People are tracked from the cradle to the grave. The IRS, the Jesuits, and other people have a complete memberships of all types of churches on their computers. The LDS are compiling on computer the family histories of everyone alive. The Mormon Church has made it the primary duty of all Mormons to do genealogy work. And they have gone to every nation in the world, and even nations like Red China have allowed them to go in and photograph all of their records. And they have brought these records back, and you'll see where they keep them in a minute. And the task of assembling the backgrounds on everybody is so monumental that they're even secretly getting students in the public schools to participate in this work. Then you get your CIA, IRS, FBI, NSA records of all potential opponents to the New World Order. Got social security numbers and social insurance numbers to track all people. You've got banks and crediting keeping track of people. You know, when you make a transaction on your ATM in a few seconds, it's recorded in the beast computer. And then you've got your 911 numbers. And they have detailed information on people in the 911 system. This is a good example to show you how different components work. The Grange, which is a fraternal organization for rural areas, it looks rather innocuous. It doesn't look very harmful, but you look at their logo and it's kind of interesting. It's the Illuminati all-seeing eye. And when the Illuminati wanted to keep track of people, what they did was is they called on a favor. And of course, the Grange was set up by Freemasons. That shouldn't surprise you. They're sort of the glue that hold this all together, the Freemasons. And the Grange was this good rural group, fraternal group, that did the legwork to get the 911 system brought in. Well, no one would see a conspiracy taking place with all these different little groups, and that may be the only thing that they used the Grange for quite a few years. What's strange about that? I mean, what's negative about that? In the 911 system, they can record anything, and they do, about you. what you like for breakfast, you know, what kind of clothes you wear. Anything can be put into the 911 system. There is no criteria on relevancy, anything. It's a nice way for Big Brother to accumulate on computer all that they would want. And then you've got them monitoring most mail opening operations, and most phone conversations are recorded. I say most there. That's an understatement. All electronic communication in this country is monitored. And that's why the National Security Agency, and that's a big subject in itself, but it came out in the 1960s that they were doing this in the paper, but they stick these little things in the back of the paper in little articles and then choose to ignore the significance of them for the rest of the years, and people forget about them. But during the Israeli Arab War in 1967, to give you an example of the military capabilities of the world system, they had voice prints of every Israeli officer and every Arab officer too. And if you can imagine, when a war's going on, you've got all these people with walkie-talkies and radios and everything, and an American spy ship is off the coast of Israel, and it's picking up all of these thousands of signals, and it's just a spaghetti mix of signals. Their computers can take and unscramble all of these signals, tell where they come from, and because they have every officer's voice print, they can know via the computer who's talking. So they knew during the entire war where every Israeli and Arab unit was, because they knew the officers that went to those units, and if they got a transmission from such and such geographic site, they knew that that officer's unit was there. And you can trust me that they have people like myself, my voice print. This is where the Mormons store the genealogical records for of the world. I wonder what else is down in this big thing. It's under a granite mountain that can survive any kind of nuclear holocaust imaginable. What else does the Illuminati have down there? These I'm just going to flash up real quickly. A couple more Illuminati objectives that I've broken down for people. These were in my Be Wise as Serpents book. Illuminati have had plans, and they have several organizations which may, in the end, I may discover are all the same thing. And they've printed a lot of these plans. So you've had these books coming out over the years that have revealed to us a lot of what they're going to do. And you go in and you read H.G. Wells' books like The Open Conspiracy and The New World Order, The World Order and The Modern Utopia, and he describes to a T a lot of the things that are happening. In fact, they made a movie of one of his books. He wrote a book, The Shape of Things to Come, and they made a movie of it, and it showed that in the future, the New World Order, and they call it the New World Order, bombed Iraq with fleets of sort of Delta Wing type planes. Well, what did we see during the Gulf War? Exactly what he predicted back in 1938, exactly to a T. And I'll show you in the movie somewhere when we get to it. I threw this in as a sample. You read through these people's stuff and it'll blow you away, because here in Manly P. Hall back in 1972, and then you go back and look at what Jefferson was writing. Thomas Jefferson was one of the Illuminati. And then you look at Clymer's fundamental laws back in 1916, and they're predicting NAFTA. Clymer was saying that the capstone would be placed on the Illuminati pyramid when Mexico, United States, and Canada peacefully merged. And they had to be peacefully merged because there was an occult significance to that. So by debriefing people that have been high up in the Illuminati and been in on planning sessions and heard things of what were going to happen. I knew the Bosnian conflict was going to happen. I knew they were going to blow up a federal building like in Tulsa. I knew a lot of these things. And here's a photograph off of that movie, The Shape of Things to Come, which was H.G. Wells' book. And guess what their logo was? It's the winged sun disk, which is an Egyptian magic symbol, which is used by Charles Taze Russell, who started the Watchtower Society, is used by the Theosophical Society, and is used by Aleister Crowley on his material, who is a Satanist. So winged sun disk, the satanic Egyptian hermetic symbol, will be the, according to H.G. Wells, the symbol of the New World Order. By the way, who was H.G. Wells? Well, he was leader of the Fabian Society, Fabian Socialism, and he is also a Freemason. In fact, one Masonic book says that he's one of their best prophets. And I don't have time to go into this either, but they've had their great minds thinking on how to set up this covered government so that the people feel like they're governing themselves when they'll be ruling from behind. And, you know, they'll set up the House of People and the House of Counselors and the House of Nations, and then they'll have these various groups, the world judiciary, the world executive, the enforcement system, and 20 world a council of 5 world ombudsmen. And then you'll have administrations and agencies to integrate your world government. And the people will be very happy that they will think that they're ruling themselves.